The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Cain became completely selfish, lustful, greedy, vain, proud. Nothing or anyone mattered except him. That was the way of Cain. Jealousy and selfishness completely possessed him. Notice what Jude says about the world, and he's speaking about the world from the time of Adam and Eve, and certainly from the time of Cain, right to our day now. In Jude 11, "Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah." Jude is describing the mindset, attitude, and character of the world, and it certainly applies to this nation today. And as I said, he was going all the way back to the time of Cain, and probably even Adam and Eve, once they sinned in the Garden of Eden, right down to our day, and to the end of this world. Listen to this verse as we comment on it. Jude said, "We have gone the way of Cain, which was completely selfish, caring for no one but self." Does that ring a bell? Then he said, "We have run greedily in the errors of Balaam for profit." It's the bottom line that counts. All goes back to the dollar. We can't let God's word come between us and the dollar. It seems to be all about me, all about self, what I can get for me. So far, Jude hit the nail right on the head. Now notice the rest of this verse. He says, "And perished in the rebellion of Korah." Now you know what happened to Korah and his family and so on. Rebelling against the word of God is causing us to perish. And this whole world has rebelled against God, and we are barely able to survive all the evils that we have brought on self. More fearful of flying or traveling by any mode, terror has come upon us. Indeed, we are more fearful to go out. We are more fearful to even be in our home. Terror is gripping us. We are perishing. Our nation is perishing. We are going down and out, and it's all because we are rebelling against our Creator. Why can't we, our leaders, and every individual realize our fears and all other problems have come upon us because we have rebelled against our Maker? Balaam was after money. He was willing to disobey God to get what he self wanted. So was Cain and Korah. Self comes between you and God. Self wants money, riches, pleasure. Self wants whatever looks good to self. In Luke 10, verse 34, it's still speaking about this Good Samaritan and his act of concern and love and mercy and so on. Luke 10, verse 34, "And he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him." He showed mercy and concern on a Jew that probably hated him. He didn't let self get in the way. There were no votes, money, prestige, or power, popularity, or anything in this mercy, care, and concern that this Samaritan showed. There's none of that in that for him. But he hadn't allowed himself to become callous to the point he had no concern for his neighbor. Even if his neighbor had wronged him, this Samaritan was willing to be a servant, willing to be a good man, willing to obey God. Adam and Eve weren't created. Listen to this, my friends. Adam and Eve were not created with a callous mind, attitude, and character. You and I were not born that way either. Babies are cute, cuddly, warm, friendly, lovable. We put on that defiant mind and attitude as we grow up to adulthood. And where does it come from? It comes from Satan the devil. And as we continue to age and get kicked around a little, much too often we become more callous and turn inwardly even more and only want to serve self. We become callous and don't care for others. Yes, it is possible to become more like Satan as we grow older. It is also possible to become more like Jesus Christ and God the Father as we grow older. And that's what we're supposed to do. we should be more concerned for our neighbor as we age, and would be if we were building the mind, the attitude of Jesus Christ. That's what the Samaritan did. You know, my friends, this good Samaritan was living by the Ten Commandments. He was willing to obey God. The last six commandments tells us how to love our family, self and neighbor. The first four commandments are telling us to love, obey, honor our Creator God, the Father, and our elder brother Jesus Christ, even above self. To live by the Word of God is the way of peace, joy, contentment, prosperity, good marriages, obedient kids, peace in the family, safety, good schools that would teach kids the importance of obeying God and the importance of obeying their parents, and good government, good food, good water and air. We'd all like the results of obeying our Maker. We'd like the results. But we don't want to have these blessings if we must obey. We want them our way. And it won't work. It hasn't worked, and it won't work. But as I say, we let self get in our way, so we don't obey our God, and just look where the self has taken us. We have produced a society that we are barely able to survive in. Self likes to go the way of Cain, Balaam, and Korah. Their ways were the way of Satan the devil. So are the ways of this world today. And that's something that you need to think about. You need to ask yourself, have you allowed yourself to become calloused and put on Satan's way, his way of defiant rebelling against God's word? In Luke 10, verse 35, Christ continues with this parable. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. God was teaching Adam and Eve to be concerned first of all for God, then neighbor. Yes, be concerned for your neighbor as you are concerned for yourself. God knew that way of life would lead to and produce a good society. God's word and laws are very active, and when we break them, we pay a penalty. We suffer, we fear, we cry, we are sad. We try to counteract God's word by putting on another band-aid, because we don't want to lose self. We love self much more than we do God and neighbor. You need to take that statement to heart, my friends, and it shouldn't be that way. We should love neighbor as self and God above self. That's what the Bible says that we should do, and if we did, we would not have the ills that we see in our world today, in our nation. You would not have the ills in your family as you have today. You would not have the financial problems and the sickness and disease as we have today. In Luke 10, verse 36, Christ continues here, verse 36 and verse 37. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? You know, the two religious men, they walked right on by, didn't offer to help this poor man that had fell among thieves and was laying on the side of the road wounded. And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Yes, go and be concerned about your neighbor. Be concerned about your family. Be concerned about everyone. Don't just put all emphasis on yourself. Be concerned about everyone else and put God before self. And if you put God before self, you would automatically be concerned about everyone else. Christ said, go and do likewise. But self gets in our way. We want to have it better than our neighbor. We want to have more than our neighbor. We want to have more than the Joneses do. Self is set on getting. That attitude began in the Garden of Eden and was made the way of life by Adam and Eve and most of their kids, and certainly it was really expounded on by Cain. By most of their kids, it was that way, and their kids' offspring. That attitude continued to gain popularity. The Bible only speaks of two of their kids, Adam and Eve's kids, which obeyed God, which were Abel and Seth, and they probably had 50, 60, 70 kids. Cain said, I'll get rid of a godlike attitude. I'll kill my brother Abel. And that he did. But that didn't get rid of a godlike attitude. God had a plan that can't be destroyed. He raised up another man from Adam, which was Seth, and Eve to serve him and keep the way of God and the truth alive. So through the seed of Seth, God's plan and way has been preserved to this day. God's plan and way is alive today and will be at the return of Jesus Christ. There has been many from creation of Adam and Eve that have lived and died in Christ, and there are many today that are living in Christ and will be right up to the return of Jesus Christ. Now, I know it's only been a few in comparison to the population of the world, but still yet, God is working out a plan here below, and He is seeing to it that there are enough that will be living His way down through the ages that were and are and will be right up to His return to fulfill those offices in the kingdom of God. And Jesus Christ is going to return and establish the kingdom of God on this earth, and He wants qualified rulers to be there to rule, reign, train, heal, and teach with Him and to fix this earth, to restore this earth as it were at the beginning. Those dead in Christ and we that are living in Christ knew and we know the true Savior and true God the Father because we are willing to obey God and put God first, even above self. That's what God has commanded His true followers to do. But self likes to say, well, I don't think God means this or that. We like to add to or take away from God's word to justify self for not obeying our God. We like to put on a Band-Aid and say, well, I think I can cover this up and God won't notice. We should take heed to what God has said about obeying His word. In Isaiah 66, beginning in verse 1, notice what God said through the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me, and where is the place of my rest? God is asking you and me a question. In essence, God wants us to know we can't improve on the work of His hands. Yes, God wants us to know that we cannot improve on the work of His hands. In other words, God wants us to know that disobeying Him doesn't find favor in His sight. Though God knows we think we can, and He asked the world, where or how could you create like I can and have? God wants you and me to know that we, this self, is not all that important because this self would not and could not exist without God. Well, my time is up. We'll break off there. We have a couple booklets that you should request that will help you to understand the plan of salvation and the way that God wants you to live your life. Number one, how to build godly character. And that's what it's all about, my friends. That's why man was created, to build godly character and become like God. You can read that in Genesis 1, verse 26. And it's throughout the Bible, if you understand the Bible. Number two, how to be an overcomer. Yes, you need to overcome self. You need to overcome the ways of Satan. And you need to build godly character. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you to see and understand and live His way.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.